going on? This is Justin Adams with CBS 4 down in Denver, Colorado, and you're listening to The Whole Show on 1310 KSKA.
Minutes after the hour. Welcome back to the show. Thanks to Rev Chiropractic. I just went in there today, and man, people are getting the word about Rev. It was packed in there. There were people ready to go. I've seen people anywhere from my age to younger to kids that kind of look like they're perhaps athletes looking to get better to middle-aged to a little bit beyond middle-aged. We come in with a limp, they leave with some kind of a spark in their eye, man. You see that there's progress there. That's Rev Chiropractic, Dr. Tyler Terry, Dr. Haley Harada. They're located in Greeley off of 35th Avenue near Home Depot. It's in that same parking lot. And I've been going there since January. And, man, I kind of went in with a little crick. You know, the older you get, you sleep wrong. You know, they're like, hey, get 8 hours of sleep. And then you get 8 hours of sleep. And then apparently you did that wrong, though, because you slept wrong. So you go in, not feeling too whippy. I pop out of there. I'm in there for 5 minutes, man. I go in. Dr. Tyler Terry, we're at that point now where he knows what I need. He knows what my back's doing. So he hits the trigger spots. I walk out. I'm feeling upright, making it to my car. So I'm pumped. I'm going to go as long as I need because I know, you know, just like anything, it can go out of whack eventually. It's just like exercise. If you stop exercising, you're not going to be in shape anymore. So I do appreciate the great work that the excellent folks over at Rev Chiropractic do. You know, like I said, it's packed, but they get through it while being thorough, if that makes sense. They find that perfect balance. I don't know how they do it. First Advantage text line 970-478-1301. Weld County Swami says, talking about Drew Locke, it's the consistency, though, too. When he first came in, he looked great. But then he was the guy. When he was the guy, he couldn't do it. Yes, but we still have to try to look at this and say Drew Locke was extremely young. You know, in those five first games of his career, let's face it, not a lot to play for, not a lot of pressure, season's lost, and you have literally nowhere to go but up. So he found ways to make some things happen. And again, it was against teams that maybe weren't the greatest in the world. But you do look at the next season. All right, new offensive coordinator. No real offseason that we've seen in the past. And apparently that's been a big deal for Drew. Look how much better he looked just in that game and his poise and his demeanor. I know it's one quarter and a half, but you still saw something. It's like I said, you can't, if they light it up, which they both did, it's hard to walk away and go, well, there you go. They're both amazing. But if they both were bad or average, the headlines would have been awful today, right? Oh, the Broncos have no prayer. They can't even complete a pass against Minnesota in a preseason game. Instead, it was perfect. It was literally perfect, at least for Drew Locke and Teddy Bridgewater. I think Vic Fangio, I know he's trying to save his job, but if George Payton and Vic are truly on the same side, Zach just told us, Drew's probably winning the job. According to us, but not according to Vic. And if you're George Payton, you're the GM. What's more important, your job as GM or Vic's job as head coach? You're going to come in and say, this is the right move for the future of the franchise. We want to get Drew in there. He won the job. We want to see if he's the franchise guy, because then I can waste another draft pick on a defensive guy next year, and you could really have a good defense. But Vic's going to go with the safe option so he can win games, you know, field goals, a couple of maybe two touchdowns a game, maybe a field goal or two, but he relies on his defense to do what they did in 2015. That's his ideal world. So I think at some point, George Payton, if that's the case, if that's really the case, doesn't George Payton have to come in and say, hey, if it's 50-50, we need to go with the younger guy that has a higher ceiling? We know what Teddy's going to do. This is who he is. He's Steady Teddy, man. I mean, he's going to be an average quarterback. Drew could potentially be really good. He could potentially be really bad. But the point is, he has a higher ceiling. And I think if it's 50-50 or even close, you got to go Drew. And if Vic goes with Teddy, then obviously it's short-sighted. And you know why, because he's out for his own job. But does George Payton, as GM, say, hey, if it's that close, as an organization, we need to go with a guy like that? Or you have the belief that GMs shouldn't dabble when it comes to on the field. You know, I get the guys, I give you the groceries and all that stuff. You got to make it. You use your own ingredients. Because I'm torn there. But if it's something that's truly 50-50 when we walk away, I think you have to go to Vic and say, dude, you go with the younger option that has the higher ceiling. 12:50 the time. We'll take a short break. We'll wrap up the first hour. We are switching gears at 1 o'clock, Rams fans. All things Ellison Hubbard. The Ellison Hubbard Show starting just a few minutes after the 1 o'clock hour. We'll be excited to talk to Ellison. They had a big scrimmage on Saturday. What did that look like for Colorado State? When do we start putting in the game plan for South Dakota State? It's not that far away, folks. We'll be right back. It's The Whole Show powered by PDC Energy.
It's Greeley West Day and 13 Days, 13 Teams, presented by Bagley Family Dental. Tonight at 5 on Northern Colorado's Voice, 103.1 and 1310 KFKA.